It was all about trusting and trusting the process and just really following my intuition. And my intuition told me to do this and to just see where it would go. And it has been a wonderful journey. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hi, and welcome back to The Alicia Show. I'm here with another solo, and I am so happy to be here and just talking and just really reflecting and digesting and basking and just feeling all of the feels about just having this amazing podcast that has helped me to build an amazing community. And so I'm continuing on with the celebration this episode. Last episode, you heard Anne and I talk about, you know, a lot of the behind the scenes of how the podcast was put together and my reasonings why and just my focus. And so today we're going to continue on with this conversation, but I wanted it also to really come from a business perspective, because that is another reason why I put together the podcast, because I just felt like there were not many conversations happening out there about female business owners that are Black, that are of color, that are basically doing all of the things and not complaining about it and running their businesses and going through midlife changes and just enduring everything that is going on in the world and continuing to put their best foot forwards and trying to win out here. And so that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast. I started it to have my own voice. I started it to have my own platform, to have my own seat at the table, like you've heard me say so many times. But I also wanted it to be a growth journey for me. It was me taking myself out of my comfort zone. I didn't know what the future held. I didn't know if I was going to continue to enjoy to turn on my mic and turn on my video and talk to screen and to speak to all of you on a week-to-week basis. I just went with what was in my heart and what I felt like I was destined to do from a lifestyle perspective, a growth perspective, as me becoming a working mum. Because at the beginning, when Alessandra was born, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a solid 9 months with her where you didn't have to consider working. But as I say those words, it wasn't just fortunate. It was the fact that I pre-planned to have that time off. And I think the reason why I am backstepping in what I said is because we always give credit to other people. And actually, no, I did the hard work. I did the heavy lifting. I did the saving. I ensured that I had a safety net to fall back on. And that's not to say that I didn't have the support from my husband, I 100% did. However, the person that I was also wanted to make sure that I could stand on my own two feet when it came to my own financial stability. And that's no judgment for anybody else. That's just how I wanted to show up as a new mum. I wanted to make sure that I didn't have to rush back to work. And I also knew from before that I wanted to be there for as long as I possibly could to ensure that I was able to watch her grow. I wanted to make sure that I could help her to grow. I wanted to make sure that I was there. It was like that for the first 2.5 years of her life. I was around the majority of the time. And it wasn't until like 9 to 10 months into her life that I decided that I wanted to build my business. Because remember, I'd come from a corporate setting. My background is in project management, in investment banking. That's what I did for a living for a long time, like well over 15 years. I was in the banking industry. And so leaving that and finding my new identity as a mum, but also wanting to build my brand and my business was a juggle, but I knew I had it in me. And so part of me wanting to have this platform and to have this space that I could call my own to share on topics and on, you know, my life experiences and my life skills and my experience was learning. It was all about trusting and trusting the process and just really following my intuition. And my intuition told me to do this and to just see where it would go. And it has been a wonderful journey. My first objective was to be able to share. And it was more about sharing than it was about monetizing the podcast or making money from it. Now that has happened. I have gained new clients and I have gained new opportunities. And for that, I'm grateful for. And so in this next season of my life, I'm here to say I am ready to continue to build my brand, to build my business, and to really accelerate that. My daughter is getting ready to go to school this year. And so mummy is going to find herself with more time and a smaller journey for school runs. And my husband and I, we already share that load of school runs. And so that's not going to change. But it does mean that my business will be able to scale a lot faster. And I'm excited that I was able to do exactly what I wanted to do as a mother and that I got to spend the time with my daughter. And it hasn't been easy juggling everything. It really hasn't. And this is the whole reason why I talk upon it, because, you know, some people try and make it look really easy and it can be done. You know, I love a plan. And I have had to plan a lot. And that's what I'm here to talk about today. I want to tell you what is next for Alicia Lifestyle as a brand, how my business is going to change, the things that I'll be doing going forward to help with expansion, and how I want to show up in the world and what I want to do more of and all of that. So grab your favorite drink and let's get into it. So like I said, I love a plan and I do try and plan out yearly. I also know where I want to see myself and my business in the next 3 years or so, but I find it hard to be so futuristic, although that is one of my strengths. You know, I can really think very far beyond. And that has helped my clients so much because sometimes they're so ingrained in the day to day that they can't actually see the big picture. So that is one of my key strengths, where I can see it. However, when it comes to my planning, I love to have my desires and my goals mapped out so I know what I want for the year, and then I take it back. And we've talked about this a few times. I like to do quarterly planning. So at the beginning of this year, it was all about getting my systems and my foundations set. And so that's not the sexy part, right? Nobody really wants to do it. However, this is how my business is going to operate without me. And so it was very important to start to automate some more things that I had in my business that I was doing manually. And so that's what I started to do. I started to look at my financials, my bookkeeping, my client experience, my onboarding, and how I could streamline those things. And it was just so great to be able to do that, because I was able to free up so much mind clutter about what needs to be done. And it worked like instantly. When I did that, I saw a change in my finances. I was able to onboard clients quicker, which meant that they could start their onboarding process without me. I could send out a proposal. They could read the proposal, click a button, and then a contract would be automated. And then they could sign a contract. And then they went into their onboarding. And that was great, because that meant that the time that I was spending manually at my desk doing those things, I could be spending with my family. And that's exactly what was happening. There were times where I would see proposals being signed or contracts being signed or invoices being paid while I was sitting at home having dinner with the family, or I was out. And so get your systems and your foundations in place. Like, there are so many times that I work with clients and, you know, they have nothing in place, and then they are trying to build on top. So it's like they're trying to build the roof of their house before they've actually laid the bricks. And I'm here to tell you, I've been there before, that it doesn't work and it will come tumbling down, or it will bring you a lot of stress. So it was really worth my time doing that. I decided that my year was going to be from March to March, and that really also stopped the anxiety about the beginning of the year. You know, when you get to December 31st and everybody's talking about their New Year's resolutions and what they've done and how much money they've made and yada, 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 yada. And you're looking and you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, you're having FOMO about all of that stuff. Well, I released all of that because I made a decision that I was going to start my year in March. And that was truly helpful, because when I went into April, it meant that I had already done a lot of legwork. I had already sorted contracts. I had already sorted potential clients that I was going to work with. I had already started a big piece of work for a particular client, and that would take me over a couple of months. And it meant that I could do that with ease and less stress. So really, really key for you to really think about how planning works for you. Make it easy. And again, like I've said so many times, if it doesn't come easy, then get some help. I was speaking to a new client a couple of days ago, and it was a breath of fresh air for her to recognize that she does not have to do everything. She can do the things that she has the experience in and that she loves to do. She can focus on being the thought leader and thinking about how she wants to expand the business. And then she can then employ people like myself to help her to project manage and to implement for her and to execute her plans, and to keep her on the right track and to cheerlead her and to motivate her. And so we were really excited to collaborate together, because she is working on a big project. And she was saying to me that she has had times where she hasn't had a project manager and it hasn't worked for her. And then there are times where she's like, oh my goodness, thank you very much to the person that she employed as a project manager, because they remind her about the things that she may have forgotten. And so you do not have to do this alone. You just need to consider what help you need. So that's part of delegating and outsourcing, right? Trying everything yourself can lead to burnout, and that's not what you want. And so I'm here to say, when you are thinking about how much money that you are bringing in and how much money you may need to delegate, you know, start small. Start with the things that you know that are taking up a lot of headspace that you don't need to do. And that could be things around the house. And then look at the things that you can outsource to people who may be in different parts of the world that find this really easy and that it might be cheaper for you. However, I'm not saying not to pay people what they deserve to be paid, because that's just ethically wrong. You heard from Anne in the Philippines, she is providing a service and I am paying her and her team well to provide that service. It really just works well for us because she is an expert in what she does. Her team is an expert, and she just happens to be in a different country. And for me, that works really well because it means that sometimes when I wake up, things are done, which is always good. I wake up and the podcast is published. So that is a huge bonus. When I work with clients in different countries and I'm working with them to implement, they ask me to do particular things and I can have it done before they wake up too. And so that works well for them as well. And then they pay me well to do that as well. So that, just be mindful of that. Going back, set your clear goals. I have KPIs, which are key performance indicators that I track, but I also track measurable goals. I track milestones of where I want to be. And then I break those milestones into tasks of what needs to be done. And that really helps me. Coming from a project management background, that helps me with how my brain works. May not work for everybody. And that's again why somebody employs me to be the gatekeeper of their plans and their milestones and their goals and their desires. And so this works really well to really know where you're going. It's hard for some creatives because they're like, I want to make sure that I can still have creative time. And you can. And that's why you employ somebody else to do that part of your business for you so that you can continue to be creative. Team, like I've said before, this year I want to expand within the team. So I want to make sure that I have the capacity to offer more hours. At the moment, a lot of the team are contractors, and so they're not full-time staff. And until my revenue is higher, then I will continue to use contractors. And that works well as well. I've got one contractor that we've been working with each other for nearly 6 years now. So even before Alessandra, where she was helping me behind the scenes with just the conception of my business and when it was really, really early. And then I fell pregnant with Alessandra and she helped to just keep things going on a really small scale. And so I want to be able to expand so I can have more of her time as well. I'm continuing to focus on my customer experience because that is key, but I want to continue to build relationships. So this season is about building relationships and meeting some of you in person, you know, setting up some networking sessions so that we can get together, but also networking out. I'm going to start pitching myself for different podcasts and really, really expanding the visibility of my own podcast, because I do believe we've had some fantastic guests on the show, and I'm going to continue to do the research on having more amazing guests. But now I want to be an amazing guest on somebody's podcast. So I'm going to be doing that. That's going to be one of the key things that I'm doing for my business in this second quarter as well. You know, I'm all about taking care of myself. So I'm ensuring that I am taking care of myself more and more as I get more vintage, I am noticing that I need more care and attention. Like, I say this a lot, I preach it a lot. And so I am looking forward to some more me time. And so I want to be taking some solo trips. And you know, my client and my fellow podcast host, the amazing Miriam Banks, she talks about taking solo trips and how great that is for your soul, but also for your growth and your experiences and for your family as well. And so I am planning to try and get at least one or two of those in the diary for the remainder of this year. And I'm really, really excited. I'm making some changes to my working space. So that's very exciting. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy getting into Pinterest and making some Pinterest boards about how I want it to look. It feels like the right time. I feel like I am evolving again. And I'm also making space to continue to write. And so I love talking, as you can tell. I love sitting here now. And I never used to. This never came easy previously. And so this is really, really a testament to me taking the time to really practice and to really get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so now my second task is to be uncomfortable with sitting down and writing. And I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited about taking the story that I've had within my heart for the last 6 years and continuing to write it. So that is one of the things that I really, really want to do. And then I also have big plans to make more. Yes, I said it. I have big plans to make more money because you need money in this life. And I want to do more things, not just from a vanity perspective, but I want to be able to help others in different ways. And to be able to do that, I need more cash flow. So I am going to be managing my cash flow, but I am also going to be seeking out more opportunities to make more money. So all of this needs to be planned out, right? And so going full circle, I am going to be continuing to work my plan and tweaking my plan and really, really tuning into my intuition, working with my female cycle, ensuring that I'm nourishing myself, ensuring that I'm getting as much sleep as I can, which is the most difficult thing sometimes when you've got a small person in the house. But I'm going to be really focusing on these things because I know that this is my year. I know it. I truly believe it. And I'm really, really excited to move forward. And so over the course of the next couple of weeks and months, I'm going to be continuing to talk about business. I'd love to be your cheerleader in real life. You know where to find me. But I'm also going to be really honing in on my services and my offerings and making sure that they're fully aligned. Like all of the offers that I offer now, they're all integrated. And so I feel really good about that. And I would invite you to look at the offers that you are offering. And if there's anything that doesn't really serve you anymore, or it doesn't bring you happiness and desire to offer, then I would invite you to think about scaling back from doing it and thinking about something that really excites you and working on up-leveling that. I'm going to stop hiding. I think I left this one for last, but that is one of the biggest things that I am going to do for myself, because everything that I mentioned in this episode means that I can't hide. And the podcast has been amazing, right? You all listen to me, but now I am ready to explore you listening to me and visually seeing me more. And so that is the plan. And I am super, super excited about it. And so you're going to be seeing more of my face. I am going to be bringing to you visual podcasts as well as visual conversations with others. And I am going to be doing more public speaking and more networking events and more workshops in the future because I am ready. I am ready. Are you ready? What have you been sitting on? What are the things that you continue to have on your list that you really, really want to dig into, but you are still a little bit cautious about it? I'm really curious. And so I think this is a question that I am going to be asking on my social media channels as well, because I think it's really important. If you are like, I would love to start with just planning, then don't forget, I have a digital planner that is really good at just helping you to map out clearly what you want first and then giving you the key steps and prompts to help you to make those milestones into very digestible tasks that then you can execute for yourself. So if you haven't already, check out my digital planner. I'll leave all of the information in the show notes. But until next time, I want to tell you that you are amazing. You really, really are. And I am so, so happy that you continue to share this journey with me. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.